Okay, reading from Jiva Dharma, Pramaya, Nam Abbas. Om Vijnanatimanandasya Pranajana Chilakaya Taksur Nurtam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vichaitanya Manobhistam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Vem Rupa Kritamayam Tadati Sapasantikam Vanchatopa Kurujasya Kripasthu Vaivacha. Vaishnavevyo namo namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Srivasa Devor Vasudha Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, reading from Jiva Dharma, what chapter is it? It's chapter 25, Pramaya, Nam Abbas. Pramaya again means what is to be known. Pramana means the method of knowing. Method of knowing what? Of Pramaya, what is to be known. So we're discussing Nam Tattva. We're discussing Abhideya, the means of realizing the absolute truth, and the most important means of realizing the absolute truth, Tarmadye Sarva Shreshte Nama Sankirtan Nira Aparate Poya Praya Premadana, the nine methods of devotional service. Chanting the holy name is the best one can do without offense, then one can achieve. So it's discussing first Shuddhanam, when one chants with Anya Vilashita Shandyam Jnana Karma Jnapitam Anakulyena Krishna Nushilanam Bhakta Uttama, when one chants with an attitude, a favorable attitude, that the consciousness of pleasing Krishna, without any material motive, free from any material motive, then that's Shuddhanam. As long as you still have desires in your heart for karma, again, yoga, that's not and then they discuss the difference between namabad, nama aparad, where there is material desire, but there's no shuddhanam, there's no pure name, when there are material desires, when your chanting is not completely pure motive, because your heart is not pure enough, then it's namabas. And namabas means, abas means a glimmer of the holy name, like this is the dawn, this is the glimmer of the sun. It's not the full power. You can actually chant Shuddhanam, you get the full power of the name. It's not that the name is any less, but your perspective on it, your ability to receive it, becomes compromised. As one standing in a particular place in relationship to the sun, it'll be dawn. If you're standing in a particular place in relationship to the sun, it will be, you know, another place in relationship to the sun, it will be noon. So we can stand in relationship to the Holy Name by our consciousness. And when, say, when you're facing the Holy Name fully in your consciousness, because you want to please Krishna, then the full manifestation of the Nam, Nam Prabhu, it's a person. A person reveals himself fully according to one's attitude and relationship to that person. So according to our attitude and relationship to the name manifests in different degrees of intensity. So when the attitude is fully loving, then the full name manifests. When it's not the full love, then it's namabhas. You don't get the full manifestation. And when you're in ignorance, when you chant in pure because of ignorance, which means some inattentiveness or illusion, then it's one level of namabhas called namabhas. And when it's chanted with a motive, desire for sense gratification or liberation, it becomes aparad. So if you can avoid aparad, if you can avoid conscious offense to the name, conscious disrespect to the name, then the chanting will have enough potency to gradually bring you to Shudanam, the pure name. So you have to really be careful about avoiding offenses, because then it becomes very difficult to attain the rising of the pure name. It becomes very, very difficult. And if someone is chanting a namabhas and he takes the association of pure devotees, he stays in their company and chants according to their guidance, then one will get a taste for pure devotional service and will chant in the mood of pure devotional service. And one is very careful to avoid a satsang, then and people who are offensive, then you'll advance further. So the satsang is, I'm just, you know, repeating really basically what we discussed before. The satsang is the basis of Shuddha, to come to the root of bhakti and to come further. And now they describe the different types. There was a verse that described the different types of namabhas. When you indicate it for something else, unkate or jokingly, parihaso, antagonistically, or even disrespectfully, it can be namabhas. Disrespectfully means, and we'll read, those who are ignorant of namtattva and sambandhattva perform these four kinds of namabhas. What is sankate namabhas? To indicate something else. Sankate namabhas is uttering Bhagavan's name when alluding to something else. For example, Achamil called his son Narayan at the time of his death, but Bhagavan Sri Krishna's name is also Narayan. So Achamil's uttering Narayan was an instance of sankate namabhas. When Muslims see a pig, they show hatred and exclaim, Haram, Haram. The explanation Haram contains the two words, Ha and Ram. So the person uttering Haram also obtains deliverance from the cycle of birth and death as a result of taking that sankate nam. All the shastras accept that nam bas gives mukti. Through Srinam, relationship is strongly established with Pakunda, the giver of liberation.
Therefore, by uttering Srinam, one is in touch with Bhagavan Mukunda, and by that contact, mukti is easily attained. The same liberation that is attained with great difficulty through Brahmagyan is easily available to everybody without hard labor through Namavas.
So, that's Sankate. Vijay Prabhu, we have read in places in the Shastras that those who utter Krishna's name jokingly obtain liberation. This includes those who desire liberation, mukshya, those who are vainly proud of their learning, mulechas, who are devoid of tattva gyan, and those who are asurika, actually opposed to the ultimate goal. Now, please tell us about stobha nambas. So we had, just to go over it, we had Sankate alluding to something else. He's calling his son. His son is Indrayan. Then there's joking. And now there's disrespect. Let's see what the example of disrespect is. Stoba means uttering Srinam antagonistically to hinder others in their chanting of Krishna. For example, when a pure bhakta is chanting Harinam, the offender may see him and make faces saying, your Hare case will do everything. The example is Stoba, and that Stoba Nam can award liberation even to such a person as that hypocrite. The names have such natural potency. What is Hela Nambas? So Stoba is antagonistically, this is disrespectfully. I'm not sure what the difference is, but we'll see. Hela Nambas means to utter Srinam disrespectfully. It is said in Prabhas Kanda that taking Srinam neglectfully also results in liberation from this material world. And it quotes a famous verse, Madhuram Madhuram Etam Mangalam Mangalanam Sakala Nigamavali Satphalam Chitsurupam Sakrit Aripagitam Sadeya Helyava Vigavaranara Matram Tareya Krishnanama. O best of the Bhrigus, the Nam Brahma is more sweet than any sweet thing, and the most auspicious of all that is auspicious. It is the delectable pure fruit of the flourishing Shruti desire Kripa, and appears as the embodiment of knowledge, delivering any human being who even once chants Sri Nam, either with respect or disrespect. This shloka, the word Shraddha means with respect, and Halya means with disrespect. The purport of the statement, Nara Matram Tariyate, is that Krishna's name even gives liberation to the Muslims. Vijay, but is it an offense to chant Harinam antagonistically or disrespectfully? Babaji, it is an offense if one is disrespectful knowingly and with bad intention. But if one is disrespectful unknowingly, it is namavas. I guess that means you're not doing it intentionally to a devotee. You may not even know they're a devotee or what is a devotee. Vijay, what is the result of Nambas and what will it not give? Nambas will give all kinds of enjoyment, happiness, liberation, and the eight kinds of perfection, siddhas, but it will not give Krishna praying, which is the highest goal of human life. However, by giving up bad association, by associating constantly with Shuddha Bhaktas, and following their instructions regularly, one may quickly become a Madhyam Vaishnava. And even within a few days, he can obtain Shuddha Bhakta and Krishna praying. Vijay Prabhu, many who are Vaishnava Vas bear the outward signs of Vaishnavas and constantly perform Nambas. Even so, despite engaging this way for a long time, they still do not receive prema. What is the reason for this? Well, As he just mentioned, you chant Nam Bash, you can easily get pranks. He says, but we see that there are certain people with the outward signs of the Vaishnava, and they constantly are chanting Nam Bash, but they do it for a long time, and they don't get pranks, so it seems to be some contradiction. What is the reason for this? Babaji, there is one secret here. The Vaishnava Vasadaka is qualified to receive pure devotion, but does not have pure one-pointed bhakti. It may be that he's associating with a person who he thinks to be a sadhu, who is actually a mayavadi and not a shuddha bhakti. Due to this undesirable association, the sadhaka will follow the mayavadi's upper siddhantika instructions, and as a result, whatever bhakti or vasi he had will vanquish. He gradually fall down in the category of Vaishnava Aparada. So, the category of Vaishnava Aparada. So it means he may be chanting at Nam Bash, but if somehow or other the association he has with people who are offensive, like Mayavadis, due to that undesirable association, he will fall down. And that condition is quite difficult, indeed practically impossible for him to succeed in his practice. Yet if his previous sukriti is strong, it will remove him from that bad association and place him in the association of saintly persons. From that satsang, and he attained pure Vaishnavism again. So chanting Malabhas, it really depends on who your sangha is. And if you can't make that distinction, then you'll associate with people who have the wrong conception, and you'll go down. And even sometimes Vaishnavas are very envious and critical, but they appear to be philosophical. But they have an agenda or motive that informs their philosophy, and it's tinged. Then by that association, you'll also commit offenses, and your chanting will no longer be innocent. Prabhu, what is the result of Namaparad? Babaji, the accumulation of sins from Namaparad is even more dreadful than the result of committing the five Mahapapa millions of times, the greatest sins. Thus, we can easily estimate the desired result of Namaparad. Vijay, Prabhu, I understand the results of Namaparad is very dangerous, but is there any good result derived from the names that are uttered offenselessly? I know, you know, Prabhupada, the second time he met Allen Ginsberg, maybe it was in London, that he met him initially in San Francisco. And the devotees mentioned to Prabhupada, this is that he seems a bit nicer. He seems a bit nicer. And Prabhupada said, you know, he was chanting in offensively. But, you know, still some progress is there. So he says, is there any good result? So let's see what Babaji says. He says, Srinam will give whatever result the Namaparadi desires while he's chanting the name, but will not award Krishna praise. At the same time, the offender has to suffer the results of his offenses against Srinam. One who commits offenses to Srinam, who takes the name with a wicked mentality, will receive the following results. In the beginning, the Nam Aparadi takes Srinam with a wicked mentality, but after some time, he occasionally chants Nam free from wickedness. This chanting of the name without a crooked mentality causes him to accumulate sukriti. Slowly, slowly, as that sukriti increases, its influence enables him to receive the association of saintly persons who receive Shuddhanam. The influence of such satsang induces the Namaparadi to chant Srinam constantly, which frees him from Namaparad, Even people with great desire for liberation have gradually become Hare Bhaktas by taking shelter of this process. So it's exactly what Prabhupada said, that Allen Ginsberg, you know, he's chanting. And then somehow or other, the wrong mood, but the name itself, gradually something sticks. It's like there's this one story. The Gaudiya Math, there was one man, maybe he's a brahmachari, older, and he was considered the mother of the Gaudiya Math. He would take care of everyone. He was so kind. And then he got very, very sick, and nothing would stay within him, and they thought he would die. So they took him to this famous Ayurvedic doctor, and he gave him medicine with ghee. And they said, but he, you know, he has diarrhea, and nothing stays in there. So won't this ghee kill him? He said, no, take it. It mostly will come out, but something will stick. So it's like that with Namaparat. Something will stick, and gradually one will be slightly purified. Vijay, if simply chanting one name can successfully remove all sins, why is it necessary to chant the name constantly, like an unbroken stream of fragrant oil? So one name can do so much. Why do we have to chant constantly? So this also seems like a contradiction. The inner self and dealings of the Namaparati are always crooked in every way. He is opposed to Krishna, Bhagavad-mukhi, by nature, and therefore he has no taste for saintly people or auspicious paraphernalia and times related to Bhagavan. His natural inclination is towards unworthy people, things, conclusions, activities. However, he always chants Srinam. He will have no time for unwanted association activities. Because he's not in bad association, his chanting of Srinam will gradually become pure and give him a taste for auspicious objects. So the problem is, you may chant and get benefit, but the rest of the time, you're associating with so many noxious things. And this is my realization: when you actually increase your chanting, you have no time for nonsense. You have no time for the things that degrade you. So if anything else, this constant chanting, make sure that you're always engaged in devotional service. Otherwise, we fill it up with so many other things. So it's never a question that we really don't have time for chanting. Really, it's a question of our taste for chanting more than anything else. Because we waste so many times, so many things. We waste so much time on so many things. But if we're chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting, every minute we fill it up. Prabhu, Vijay says, a current of nectar of Srinam cup is flowing from your mouth and entering our hearts through our ears, and we're becoming intoxicated by Sri Nam Prem Ras. Today we have succeeded in understanding these different topics of Nam, Namaparata, Namabhas. Now please give us whatever final instructions are appropriate for us. Babaji, Pandit Jagannathan has given a very beautiful instruction in Prema Vibhartha, chapter 7, listen carefully. So we'll all listen carefully. Asadu sange bhai Krishna nama nahi hai. Namaskar bahirai bhate nabe nama kabu noi. Remember, my dear brother, Krishna nam cannot awaken in the association of non-devotees. Only the syllables of Srinam will come out of the mouth, but nam himself will remain far away. Kabu nama pasi hoi, sana nama aparad, eshabi janave bhai, krishna bhakti bhad. Certainly there is only nam aparad in their association. Sometimes by great fortune there is nam bas, but you should know that both nam bas and nam aparad are obstacles for krishna bhakti. Yadi karave krishna nam sarasangakar, Mukti Mukti Siddhavansha Dori Parihar. You want to chant pure Krishna Nam and take sadhu sangha. At the same time, relinquish all desires for enjoyment, liberation, and mystic perfection. Dasa aparadi tag mara apaman anashrate vishay bunje ara love Krishna Nam. Remain free from the 10 offenses to Srinam and from false pride, contempt for others, and so forth. Accept sense objects only as far as necessary in a spirit of detachment and incessantly take Krishna Nam. Krishna Bhakti Anukula Sabhikara Srikar Krishna Bhakti Pratikula Sabhikara Pahar. Accept all that is favorable for Krishna Bhakti as your very life and wholly forsake all that which may hinder your practices of Krishna Bhakti. Jnana Yoga Chesa Chara Ani Kama Shange Bhakata Varagya Tagi Yati Deharange. Abandon all endeavors for karma, jnana, and yoga, and remain aloof from attachment to the external symptoms of renunciation. It's called Markata Vairagya. You know, there's external symptoms, but really not detachment. They're like a monkey, they say, who lives in the forest and lives, you know, like a sadhu, who's always having sex life, but wears no clothes. It is simple like that. So that's false renunciation. Real renunciation is deep in the heart. Krishna amaya pale rakshe jana sarvakal atmanivedanam danye guche jago chanjala. At all times have this full faith. Krishna will certainly maintain and protect me. Adopt the qualities of Sharanagati, headed by Danya, humility, and Atmanivedanta, full surrender of oneself to Krishna's lotus feet. But practicing these six types of loving self-surrender destroy the web of Maya. Sarupabe kaste bhai chivarajanya sarubhakta rupe Krishna aila nadiya. It's very rare that the jiva can receive sadhu sangha. Knowing this, Bhagavan Sri Krishna has descended in the form of the sadhu and bhakti and nadiya. Goragada asai kare buddhi man goravai shadu guru kabeyachiha. Therefore, intelligent people, take shelter of Sri Gaur's feet. Who is greater, sadhu or guru than who is a greater sadhu or guru than him? Is Krishna himself. Vairagya bhai gramya kata nashuni kone gramya bharta nahi kahibe javi milabe. My renounced brother, if you sometimes meet with others, do not hear or discuss mundane topics. Swapne o na kari bhai sri sambhasane grihe sri chadiya bhai asiyachi bhai. O bhai, do not talk with women, even in dreams. Remember how you have left your wife and home and have come to the forest Sri Vrindavan to engage wholeheartedly in bhajan. Yadi chayapane rakite goranga shane choti hari dasya kata takiye mane. If you desire to repose your love at Sri Gaurachandra's lotus feet, always keep in mind Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stern dealings with Chota Haridas in this connection. Balana Kahibe Ar, Balana Paribe, Hidayate Rana Krishna Saradase Bhai. Do not eat opulent food or wear fine clothes, but always render savor to Sri Radha Krishna within the heart of hearts. Hari Haridase Nyai, Krishna Nama Balibe Bhage. Aste Kale Radha Krishna Sevi Vekune Bhai. At all times, both by day and night, fill your mouth with Harinam in the same way as Bharahari Das. And your heart performs seva of Radha Krishna in the kunjas of Vrindavan, the eight periods of day and night. Vihasta Vairangi Dune, Pale Kore Rai, Deke Bhai, Namabina, Jaina Dina Nahijai. Look by. Gauranga has given this instruction. It is of no consequence whether it is in the grihastha, ashram, or sannyas. Both should not allow a day, an hour, even a moment to pass without taking nam. Bhavanga Shadane Bhai Nahi Pyayojana Krishna Vasaye Sudha Kariya Jivana. O brother, there is no need to practice many kinds of sadhana. Just by taking shelter of Krishna, your life will become purified and full of meaning. Kare Jive Kripa Kari Krishna Oilanam Kare Jive Doya Kari Krishna Oil Goranam. Being merciful on the jivas who abound with this age of quarrel, Sri Krishna has become Nam Rup. Then feeling still more compassion, he also became Gaur, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Gaur Dham, Navadvip. Ekante Sharala Bhave Bhaje Gaur Jan Bhave Ta Paribe Bhai Se Krishna Charana. So it's single-minded determination and a heart from deceit. Just worship Sri Gaurachandra. Brother, through this means, you will certainly attain the shelter of Sri Chandra, Krishna Chandra's lotus feet. Gaurachandra Shange Kare Gauranga Valiya Hare Krishna Nama Vale Nachiya Nachiya. Perform Hare Krishna Kirtan, the association of Gaur Bhaktas, and continually dance and call out, Hey Gauranga, Hey Gauranga. Achare Pabe, Achare Pahibe, Vai Nama Premadam, Yaha Valaite Prabhur Nadeya Adam. Oh, by being thus engaged, before long you receive the invaluable wealth of Nam Prem, the very jewel which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to Nadia to distribute. When Vijay and Vrajanath heard this passage from Sri Jagannanda's praying Prabhart from the mouth of Srila Babaji Maharaj, their hearts became agitated, being absorbed in the mood of Mahaprem expressed by Sri Jagannanda Pandit. Babaji was almost unconscious for a long time. Many embraced them and crying, saying the following kirtan. Krishna Nam Dari Kata Bale. What power does the name of Krishna possess? That's the refrain. Vishaya Vasana Nale More Chitta Sadidwale Ravitapta Mora Bhumesham Kana Randra Pate Diya Rite Mache Pravishya Parishasya Shuddha Anupam. My heart was constantly burning in the fire of worldly desires, just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. But Srinam, entering the core of my heart, through the holes of my ears, has showered unparalleled nectar upon my soul. Srinam speaks from the heart, moves on to the tip of my tongue, and constantly dances on it in the form of transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up. My body shivers again and again. My feet cannot remain still. Rivers of tears flow from my eyes. Perspiration soaks my body, and all my skin thrills with rapture. My hair standing on end, and my complexion turns pale and discolored. My mind grows faint. I begin to experience devastation. My whole body is shattered by a flood of ecstatic emotions. While causing such an ecstatic disturbance, Srinam showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in an ocean of divine flame. He does not allow me to understand anything, but makes me into a madman by stealing away my mind and all my resources. Such is the behavior of him whom I have taken shelter of. I am not capable of completely describing him. Srinam is independent and acts as his will dictate. Whatever way he becomes happy, that is also the mainstay of my happiness. Srinam is the bud of the lotus of prema and the abode of astonishing rasa. Such is the power that he manifests, that when he begins to blossom only a little further, he reveals his own divine form and qualities. Thus my heart is abducted and taken into the presence of Srinam. Now blossoming fully, the praying flower of Srinam takes me to Braja and reveals to me the pastimes of his own love dalliance. Nam gives me my own siddhadeha, keeps me by the side of Krishna, and then he completely destroys everything related to the mortal frame of mind. The name of Krishna is a gem that fulfills all divine association, aspirations, chintamani, and the mind of all bhakti rasi is eternally liberated and is the embodiment of Shuddha Ras. When all impediments for the chanting of Shuddha Nama are destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. As they chanted this Nam Kirtan again and again, half the night passed, and the Kirtan finally ended. Vijay and Vrajanath took permission from Gurudev and returned home, absorbed in Nam Ras. Thus ends the 25th chapter of Jiva Dharma entitled Prema Prameya Nam Ras. Ends the second division, and we'll start the third division next time, which is Ras Tantra. Would anyone quickly like to say hello? Hare Krishna. Okay, someone's trying. I guess I gotta go now. Who's that? Hello?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Gurmala,
this is Rajarat. I'll get back to you about the program in just one or two days now, okay? Yeah, I have to go now. Why don't you call for the description?